This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. New York Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado announced Monday that he will challenge his boss, Governor Kathy Hochul, in the governor's race next year, months after they had a feud that erupted into, I think everybody saw a big public feud, but it's going to make things awkward at the office there in Albany.
Yeah.
In a short campaign video, Antonio Delgado introduced himself to voters, highlighting his background, like education, stuff like that, you know, who he is, offering a broad preview of his platform, saying what we need right here in New York State is bold, decisive, transformational leadership. He said, listen, the powerful and well-connected have their champions. I'm running for governor to be yours. So there it is. Antonio Delgado, still currently the lieutenant governor, did announce he will be going up against his current governor. And again, just got to be awkward at work.
Governor Hochul helped us get the stadium.
Okay. I'm not picking sides at this point. It's going to be a little awkward there at work up until the governor's race if they're going against each other. So interesting how that plays out. Some new research involving caffeinated coffee. And drinking caffeinated coffee in midlife may be linked to healthier aging. And every once in a while, reports come out about caffeine, do it, don't do it, coffee, drink it, don't drink it. This research says women who consumed about 3 cups of regular coffee daily were more likely to age in a healthy way. And by that, they mean maintaining physical function, mental health, sharpness, acuity, avoiding chronic diseases. And is it directly linked? Don't know, but they did say those that are drinking about 3 cups of coffee a day just tend to be healthier.
Who did the study, the coffee bean growers?
Exactly. Mm. I don't know. Somebody, some coffee researcher. I don't know who did the study. Interesting. The benefits weren't observed with decaf coffee or tea. So it's the caffeine that may have the impact here. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying what the research says. Each additional small glass of soda with a 20 to 26% lower likelihood of aging healthy. So the soda, not healthy. The cups of caffeinated coffee, healthy, according to this research. So while that morning cup of Java Go-Go juice might be doing more than just waking you up, it seems not all caffeinated beverages are created equal, because if it's caffeinated soda, not good for you. The sugar might be playing down that. So Also, I think putting a lot of sugar in the coffee, probably not good. So regular black caffeinated coffee, all the sugar stuff. And if there's some extra words in there when you're ordering at the drive-thru, there's probably sugar in it. A lot of graduations going on. This caught my attention. This is South Plantation High School, where a senior high schooler decided to choose stage time during the receiving of the graduation certificate, the diploma, to do a standing backflip.
Oh.
Didn't go well when that person accidentally kicked the girl behind him while accepting the diploma. Gets the diploma, standing backflip a little bit too close to the next alphabetical person on the list of people getting diplomas. He did apologize her. And he did warn her before the name was called that he was going to do the flip. She just didn't stand back far enough to make it more awkward, Jan. So after hitting, you know, the other kid in the head with the flip, he has to sit next to her for the rest of the entire ceremony.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, listen, again, I'm really sorry about the backflip. I told you I was going to do the backflip. So, yeah, just be warned if you're doing some of that. And finally, this morning, Miley Cyrus' new album out, and she is talking a lot lately. There was, the voice, the relationships with her parents. This time, tattoos. She did say that she regrets most of her 50-plus tattoos that she's gotten. If you've ever seen her catalog of tattoos, it's pretty fun. It's, It's different. It seems like some of them were just done on a whim or a dare. So she talks about regretting most of her over 50 tattoos. And then she reveals that she just got a new one. And isn't that just Miley being Miley?
Well, how about
like
that?
I regret all of these, but look at this new one. So
exactly.
Just kind of fun. She did share that she loves her cat and dog. Didn't think she needed to get them tattooed on her. And then the new tattoo says Muse on her back and her right shoulder. I don't know if it's the band or just Muse.
Huh.
But she didn't share exactly why she got the new ink yet. I'm sure there's a story. She'll be good. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:53.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.